excited. The show's starting.
Glad that you could join our Hilltown family. Spend a little time with Sienna and Persephone. So stay a while, hang your coat by the door. You know we've always got room for a couple more at the Hilltown Family Variety Show.
Hi, everyone. Glad you could be here at the Hilltown Variety Show. I'm David Grover, and I get to play some music for you today. I get to play DJ, and I'm going to sing some songs myself. I'm going to play you some of my favorite musicians and songwriters. And I'm going to get us started here with a poem that was put to music by a friend of mine named Bob Reed. It's a poem by a man named A.A. Milne, who's famous for writing about a little bear named Winnie the Pooh. But this is a poem called Springtime. Around from musician to musician, and I can't even get two songs into this without doing something by my favorite musician of all time, Mr. Pete Seeger. Here's a new one by Pete.
When we look and we see things are not what they should be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. When we look and we see things are not what they should be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all flow through, hoping we'll all flow through, hoping we'll all flow through, me and you.
It's time to turn things around, trickle up, not trickle down, God's counting on. God's counting on you. It's time to turn things around, trickle up, not trickle down. God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through.
spill leads to spill, baby, spill. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. And when drill, baby, drill leads to spill, baby, spill. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all pull through. Me and you.
Yes, there's big problems to be solved. Let's get everyone involved.
God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Yes, there's big problems to be solved. Let's get everyone involved. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all pull through. Me and you.
I don't give up. Don't give in. Working together, we all can win. God's counting on me. God's counting on me.
Don't give up,
don't give in.
Working together, we all can win. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all.
We do now, you and me, will affect eternity.
God's counting on me. God's counting on you. What we do, you and me, will affect eternity. God's counting on me. God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all.
Kids.
When we sing with younger folks, we can never give up hope.
God's counting on me.
God's counting on you.
When
we sing with younger folks, we can never give up hope. God's counting on me. God's counting on you.
Hoping we'll all pull through. Hoping we'll all.
Singer, brand new CD. I hope I'm making CDs when I'm 94. And the thing about Pete, it's not just that he makes great music, he's a philosopher.
English is the most widely used language in the history of the planet. One out of every seven human beings can speak or read it. It has the largest vocabulary, perhaps 2 million words. But face it, English is crazy. Just a few examples. There's no egg in eggplant, no pine or apple in pineapple. A writer writes, but do fingers fing? Do grocers gross? Quicksand works slowly. Boxing rings a square. English is crazy. Help me out next time, everybody. If the plural of tooth is teeth, shouldn't the plural of booth be beef? It's one goose, two geese. Why not one moose, two meese? The plural of index is indices. Should it be one Kleenex, two Kleeneces? English is crazy. Get a little harmony. Crazy. In what other language do you drive on a parkway and park on a driveway? Recite at a play and play at a recital. Ship by truck, send cargo by ship. Have noses that run and feet that smell. English is crazy. You have to marvel at the lunacy of a language in which your house can burn up when it burns down. You fill out a form when you fill it in. Your alarm clock goes off when it goes on. And if a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat? English is crazy. Well, English was made up by people, not computers. Reflects the creativity of the human race. So that's why when I wind up my watch, I start it. When I wind up this rap, I end it. English is crazy.
Crazy pizza here. We're going to take a little turn. We'll go from Pete all the way down to Broadway. And I think you're going to know this song from a very famous movie. And we've got Livingston Taylor to sing it for us. Take it, Liv.
I could while away the hours, conversing with the flowers, consulting with the rain. My head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle for any end of fiddle, in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln. If I only had a brain, oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore, and I could think of things I'd never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuff and my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I could serve ya and be even worthy of ya if I only had a brain. When a man is like a kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awfully sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the guy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony above a voice sings low. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? I'd hear a beat, how sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart. Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without love, him and her. But I could change my habits, never more be scared of rabbits if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'd be full of pride, a king down to the core, and I would roar the way I never roared before, and then I'd roar and roar some more. I would show the dinosaurus who's king around the forest, a king they better serve. Why, with my regal beezer, I could be another Caesar if I only had the nerve. If I only had a brain, if I only had a heart.
I think today we're going to tell the story in song of one of the most famous characters in America. His name was John Henry. And like a lot of tall tales, you don't know where the truth stops and the tale begins. I guess there really was a man named John Henry. He lived back in the 1870s when they put the Swannanoa Tunnel through in West Virginia. He worked on the railroad, and this was back when the steam drill first came out, and they thought it was going to replace all the men that worked on the railroad. Men that needed their jobs really badly. And John Henry, by having a race with his steam drill, became a hero to men and women everywhere that needed jobs, that needed to know that they were needed. Here's the story about John Henry. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his pappy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, "The hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me." Well, the captain said to John Henry, "Gonna bring that steam drill around. Gonna bring that steam drill out on the job. Gonna whop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Gonna whop that steel on down." Well, John Henry said to his captain, "A man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'd die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with my hammer in my hand. Will I die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord? Die with my hammer in my hand." The man that invented the steam drill thought he was mighty fine. But John Henry, he made 15 feet. The steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord. The steam drill only made 9. Henry hammered in the mountain. His hammer was striking fire. But he worked so hard that he broke his poor heart. He laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Well, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. John Henry had a little baby. You could hold him in the palm of your hand. The last words I heard that poor boy say was, "My daddy was a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Daddy was a steel-driving man." They took John Henry to the graveyard and they buried him down in the sand. And every locomotive come a-roaring by says, "There lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Well, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man." Well, every Monday morning, when the bluebirds begin to sing, you can hear John Henry a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his pappy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Well, the hammer's gonna be the death of me, God knows. Hammer's gonna be the death of me.
The story of John Henry. Real Americana. You know, whether it is characters are heroic or tragic, there are other characters all over America that people write songs about. Have you heard the song about Ragtime Cowboy Joe? What, Dan Hicks is gonna tell us about it.
Out in Arizona where the bad men are, and the only friend to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Got his name from singing to the cows and the sheep. Every night they say he sings the herd to sleep in a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, crooning soft. He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle
on a horse
that a syncopated gaited. And there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear that fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, right? Cowboy and Joe.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated. And there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear that fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy. Ragtime cowboy Joe. Scootin', shootin', son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy. Ragtime cowboy, he can play ragtime, that's all he know. Picking on his old man Joe, they like the way he sang, they like the way he swang. Tootin' on his pickup low, you could hear his sound from miles around. With his hidey, hidey, hidey ho, he wasn't Cowboy Mike, he wasn't Ragtime Mo, he was Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Joe.
Looking for something to do this weekend with the family? Well, look no further than HilltownFamilies.org. Established in 2005, Hilltown Families is a grassroots communication network that shares events, resources, and updates with families living in Western Mass. Every Thursday, Hilltown Families publishes a comprehensive list of family-friendly events, workshops for parents, and community activities happening all over Western Mass. Hilltown Families is a great way to stay connected with other families in the area and up to date on events and activities. Go on over to HilltownFamilies.org and sign up for the Hilltown Families newsfeed and listserv. Fan us over on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Many easy ways for staying connected and keeping up with what's happening for families here in Western Mass. That's at HilltownFamilies.org. HilltownFamilies.org.
All right, this is David Grover with you, and we're back sharing some music, and I want to play a song by one of my favorite songwriters. Whenever I hear him, I remember one of the hardest songs to write are the simple ones. And here's Bill Staines.
Four little sailors went out on a dory and traveled around the world one day. They came back with a pocket full of stories of people and places from far away. Stories of magic from far off China, stories of the pirates across the main, stories of the knights of Asia Minor, and stories of a love in the hills of Spain. All around the world they wandered, making friends where'er they'd go, telling tales from here to yonder, sailing high and sailing low. Who can be these little sailors? Do you know these travelers? For princesses and timeless tailors will be their friends forevermore. First one's name was Once Upon a Time, and the second one's name was Chapter 10. The third one's name was Happily Thereafter, the last one's name was Just the End. And the first one's name was Once Upon a Time, and the second one's name was Chapter 10. And the third one's name was Happily Thereafter, the last one's name was Just the End. Here for you and me. Try and find them if you can, and wondrous your reward will be. For they will live throughout the ages, in our hearts and minds they dwell. They are found among the pages of the books upon the shelves. And the first one's name was Once Upon a Time, and the second one's name was Chapter 10, and the third one's name Thereafter, the last one's name was Just the End. The first one's name was Once Upon a Time, the second one's name was Chapter 10, and the third one's name was Happily Thereafter, the last one's name was Just the End.
That's Bill Staines singing. He's been writing songs for a long time, just like I have, like so many people have, but anybody can write songs. Kids can write songs. Kids are great at writing songs. Here's a lyric that was written by somebody who was, I think, almost 4 years old. It's Pete Seeger's voice, but it's his lyrics.
He will just do nothing at all. He will just sit there in the noonday sun. And when they speak to him, he will not answer them, because he does not wish to. And when they tell him to eat his dinner, he will just laugh at them. And he will not take his nap, because he does not care to. He will just sit there in the noonday sun. He will go away and play with the panda. And when they come to look for him, he will stick them with spears and throw them in the garbage and put the cover on. And he will not go out in the fresh air, nor eat his vegetables, and he will grow thin as a marble. He will just do nothing at all. He will just sit there in the noonday sun. It was actually written by a 4-year-old boy. Well, he was singing it in the bathtub and his father wrote it down. You know, parents are the hardest working section of the working population, the longest hours. But they do it for the high wages. Kisses.
Kisses are great, and sometimes you can use them to get away with a thing or two. One of the things I know about kids is when they've done something wrong, they know it. And Bill Harley is going to tell us a story about it.
Dear Ma, please read this letter before you walk inside. I think you'll feel just a little bit better if you're not too surprised. I know when see what happened, you might sit down and cry.
Sit down and
I know
cry.
That you might start thinking that someone has to
someone die. Has to die.
It's a long
it's
way.
Bound to travel
to where the snow falls and the cold winds blow.
Those cold winds blow
to where the penguins beyond the icebergs to the south pole.
To the south pole.
I must go.
He must go.
I didn't know about the carpet. I didn't know about the sink. I didn't know that the cat would do that.
Meow.
I didn't know that the paint was
P-I-N-K.
I try to make things better.
Ah,
I thought I could fix it still.
Couldn't fix it.
Next time I won't use the hammer.
Not the hammer.
Or the glue gun. Or the drill.
Don't use that drill.
It's a long way I'm bound to travel.
He's bound to travel
to where the snow falls and the cold winds blow.
Those cold winds blow
to where the penguins lay on the icebergs to the south pole.
To the south pole.
I must go.
He must go.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Tom, 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 Tommy.
He can have my lizard.
Lizard.
Give little Sarah my old teddy bear.
With just one eye.
Huh? Maybe you could just go ahead and rent my room out.
Rent his room.
It just might help pay for all those repairs.
All those repairs.
Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, Ma.
I'll always love you.
He'll always love you.
Please don't cry.
Please don't cry.
Don't shed no tears.
Don't shed no tears.
And I'll be back when things get better.
Fat chance.
In 27 years.
27 years.
It's so long
it's
way
so long
I'm bound to travel. Where the snow falls and the cold winds blow.
Those cold winds blow.
To where the penguins lay on the iceberg. To the South Pole.
To the South Pole.
I must go.
We must go.
To the South Pole.
To the South Pole.
I must go.
Maybe he'll change his mind and only get as far as Florida. You know, one of the things that I worry about is there are songs that are getting lost every day that kids don't get to hear, they don't get to grow up with them, and they're the history of our country and the world. And you know, one of the easiest ways to put the history of our country together is by songs.
Long time ago, right here in this country, our country went through what they call the Depression. The Depression took place mostly in the 1930s. Some people think of the big stock market crash in 1929, but that was just the beginning of it. The Depression really settled in the 30s, and it became very hard times for a lot of people. If you're growing up like I am, your parents lived through the Depression. Came to appreciate a lot of things that we don't necessarily appreciate anymore because they had to do without them. Times were hard, people were out of work. Here's a song from that era, a very famous song in the Depression.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. I made it run against time. Once I built a railroad, and now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower, way up to the sun. Bricks and mortar and lime. Once I built a tower, and now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodly dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? You called. it was out all the time. Say, don't you remember I was your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run. I made it run against time. Once I built a railroad, and now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Every time I hear people talk about how hard it is to get kids to care about history and important parts of America, and then I watch them cut the music budget, I can't help but wonder why. Because music is not just a great way to learn about history. Music is our history. So maybe the last little set of songs that we'll do here today is some songs about America. Songs about the history of America, and songs about how people felt about it and what went on, what was in our history. You know, and I want to take a minute just to thank everybody for listening. I had a great time picking out some of these songs, and songs that are important to me, and songs that are just plain old silly. And keep listening to that music.
Back in 1863, for three terrible days, there was a battle down in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And it was a turning point for the Civil War. And later on in that year, they dedicated a cemetery, Gettysburg Cemetery. And Abraham Lincoln came, and he made a speech. He made a very, very short speech, and it's become one of the most famous speeches in the whole world. What he said was this: 87 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met here on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of it as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that the nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they have thus far so nobly carried on. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they have given the last full measure of devotion. That we here resolve that those dead shall not have died in vain, that the nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that this government, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. The story goes that sometimes during the Civil War, the two armies of the North and the South would be camped so close together that they could hear each other in the nighttime around campfires. The story goes that they would actually sing across that no man's land, that place where the battle was going to be the next morning. They would taunt each other by singing their favorite songs and yell across. The story goes that these are two of the songs that they sang to one another. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton,
Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born, early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fearful lightning with his terrible swift sword, and his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
So many songs about America, so many pretty songs, so many over-the-top songs. Here's one I've always liked. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for pilgrim feet who stern in passion's stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law.
I wanted to do some of the other words to this song, and I looked it up in a book.
book, and it had a song, had a verse that was written by a woman named Pamela Haynes. Other people have added some verses to this. This was her verse. Oh, beautiful for working folk who forge the wealth we see in farm and mill, in home and school, unsung in history. America, America, may race nor sex nor creed, no more divide, but side by side, all rise united free. Lovely song. I was thinking, just this last 4th of July, America's birthday, I was having some thoughts about working and living in America. I'll read you what those thoughts were. Just wanted to say a word about America as we come to this celebration of America's birthday. I consider myself the most fortunate of all people because I get to travel through this country called the United States of America, from California to the New York Island. I've been in all 50 states and met every kind of kid that you could imagine, from the dancers at the Italian festival in Albany, New York, dressed up in their traditional costumes, bouncing up and down to the tarantella, to the young Lakota Sioux drummers and dancers, giving thanks to the members of their tribe who fought for our country and served in its armed forces. I've sung to Mexican-American kids in California whose moms and dads pick the vegetables that are in our supermarkets. And I've sung to kids in the inner cities who have to fight every day to keep their dreams alive and watch their teachers wear themselves out fighting right beside them. It's a beautiful country. Beautiful country full of beautiful people. I've never met a kid who wouldn't sing a song, clap along, dance and wiggle, laugh and giggle. We all have so much in common as human beings that it makes me hope. And there's nothing wrong with hope. It keeps us all going. And do we know that there are things that are wrong with America? Of course we do. Are kids hungry when they shouldn't be? Yes, they are. Are we a segregated society? Of course we are. Is there a level playing field for everybody? No, there isn't. So what do we do here in America? Well, because we live here, we try to make it better. We need to work hard to succeed at making it better. And we need to tell every kid in every town all over America that they can make a difference, because then they will make a difference. Make a difference right here in America. That's why I sing. That's why I sing for kids in America, to tell them that they can make a difference. So a little late, happy birthday, America. Wish you a happy birthday every day. Sing this one more time. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. We'll see everybody next time. David Grover, signing off.